John, congratulations on the win 2 years ago. Did you ever think you'd be Tameside's top ranked club at this point?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, of course. Yeah. No, I never really thought of it in those terms. That was, I've got to say, that was always my own personal target, was to try and get us into the Conference North. We've obviously done it a little bit quicker than anybody anticipated. But we have done it now, and what we have done, thankfully, you know, we've done it, and we haven't done it and come and made the numbers up. We've come and adapted. It's taken us a little bit of time. It took us not too long, to be fair. I mean, we had a bit of an indifferent start. We weren't winning games, but we weren't losing many either. We were picking draws up. But we were going to a lot of places that we didn't know very much about, in terms of the opposition and the shape and you know, the conditions and so forth. But thankfully, we've adapted quite quickly. And we're, you know, I think it's reasonable to say that we deserve to be where we are now.
This afternoon, I mean, you can't complain with a 3-0 win, but do you feel there should have been a few more goals? Jan Budd's pulled off one or two last-ditch saves.
Well, he did. Should there have been more goals? Well, you can always, you know, you can always think that you should have had a few more, and, you know, we'd have took 3-0 at any stage, wouldn't we? You know, the fact that we've kept another clean sheet is the most pleasing element of it from my point of view. Because obviously that gives you a foundation to build any good result on. And, you know, my intention's always been for us to look solid at the back, but still look attractive going forward. It's quite difficult sometimes to do both. You can look a solid defensive unit and not have a lot going forward, or you can be lively up front but leaving gaps everywhere. And the idea really is to do both at the same time. We're doing that reasonably well, I would say, and that's what we're doing at the moment. We're not conceding a lot. We're managing to stay in the game. We're not having to chase it too much. And, you know, it's some of it is luck in terms of stumbling across the right mix of players, you know. But we're doing very, very well. I've got to say I'm really pleased. I'm pleased that we're playing well. We're not just winning games. We're actually winning games by playing well as well. And you know, we're not dominating every single game, every minute of every game, but we're not going to. There's a lot of established clubs at this level, a lot of good players. You know, we shouldn't, with the resources we have in terms of budget and everything, we shouldn't be running the game from minute one to minute 90. We shouldn't really be able to do that. And we're not running every game, but I think we are controlling the game for longer periods than we were early season, and I think that's the difference. We've got more understanding of what's required.
Players have just passed me in the tunnel heading back to the dressing room. I mean, they're full of it. They obviously seem to be loving playing at this level, and confidence seems to be sky high.
Well, naturally, I mean, they're all really delighted. You know, most of those players have come through with us from Evo City North. It's the majority of the team that won the North Championship. You know, so fair play to them. It's not coincidence that they've made the step up. I've been prepared to make the changes if they were necessary, but in the main, we brought players in. The players that we brought in didn't seem to quite do what we required, and it was the lads. the best mix we've had has been predominantly with the lads that we had previously, and team spirit has been fantastic. When you start winning, you get that anyway, naturally. And fair play to all the players, or a credit to them. So we're gonna rely on everybody just to keep their heads down and just while we keep winning, that team spirit will still be there.
Couple of injury problems. I understand Simon Woodford's gone to Trafford for some game practice, and is it Tom Eckersley due back soon?
Yeah, Simon Woodford's gone to Trafford. We've been trying to get him out for a while, but he's had one or two injury problems, and he kept breaking down. Little things kept breaking him down, and we So Simon's gone out there now. He's fit. He played for the reserves on Monday. He went out. He's played for Trafford at Drawson, I think, today. Or hopefully he has. Tom Eckersley, we may be looking to do something similar with him. He needs some games. So we may look to get him out for a few weeks. See if he can pick some games up, and he needs to get up to speed because he's missed a lot of time.
And how are you and yourself with your knee surgery?
Well, it's improving. You know, it has been sore, I've got to say. It's not enough to stop me coming here, but it is gradually, week by week, sort of day by day, showing improvement. And I've no doubt come 2 weeks, I'll be far off.
And earlier this week, you opened the new McDonald's on the Moss. Is this the start of a superstar lifestyle? Endorsements, free burgers forever?
I would think so, yeah. Yeah, I think so. I'm ready. I'm available for weddings and fates and all sorts of things now. No, I won't be getting an agent, I don't think. We did the McDonald's thing really promoting the club. The club's got to move forward in a lot of respects off the field. So I was available to support that because I was off work, and of course they've gratefully, been prepared to sponsor one of the junior sides, so give us a little bit of support. So yeah, very pleased. It's just developing relationships with local businesses.
Great, thanks.